Today's date is March 3rd, 2025. Hello, and welcome to the podcast Enough, the People's Perspective on the Current Political State of the United States of America. Volume 7 is entitled, What the Helsinki? What the Helsinki is going on in the White House? What the Helsinki is going on with our nation's leaders? Is it the mixing of nationalism and communism? Is it the mixing of ambition with nearsightedness? Is it the case of emasculated leaders bullying others on the domestic and world stage? The recent actions of our nation's leaders bring me back to my childhood, when I played with peers in the schoolyard, outside in front of my home, and at the local park. The bullies appeared to feel that they had the respect of others and the upper hand because others who were physically or emotionally weaker than them feared them. You see, I am a self-proclaimed anti-bully. I am of the mindset that bullies are bullies because they are fragile individuals who have learned to take advantage of others through manipulations, false promises, or with physical actions. In my eyes, the only thing that bullies have going for them are the people who buy into their shenanigans. I know for a fact that bullies cannot be bullies without an audience and followers. One thing that can be said about bullies is that bullies tend to gravitate towards one another and find camaraderie in imposing their will on others that they perceived to be weaker than them. Bullies are like streaks of tigers who single out the weakest prey as they hunt. Occasionally, the streak of tigers have to abandon their hunt because they are no match for a herd that bands together to protect their weakest beings and fights back. I have witnessed these events with elephants, buffaloes, and even a herd of deers. As I anxiously watch the outcome of the nature shows from the comfort of my home, again, I ask, what the Helsinki is going on with our nation's leaders? Again, I ask, what happened to our nation's leaders? What happened to principled men and women leading the United States government? Does anyone remember Helsinki? If you do not remember Helsinki, please do some research on the summit of 2018 in Helsinki. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick. You will go far." Our nation's current leaders do not speak softly. They do carry a big stick, but they do not know how to use the big stick. Remember that bullies need an audience and followers. Without these two elements, bullies have no power and no influence. Note that bullies cannot stand alone. They need and must have weaker individuals following them. Just look at the transformation of our nation's leaders at the federal and state levels of government. Most of our nation's leaders will not denounce the policies and actions of the current administration. Those who do speak up are often met with silence by their colleagues. Nixon's presidency was concluded because of principled leaders on both sides of the aisle. Truth be told, that Nixon's presidency was terminated for far less than what the current administration is doing in the name of democracy and government efficiency on the domestic front as well as on the world stage. I ask that we the people look past the smoke and mirrors. Please, please do not allow yourself to be persuaded by the threats, the tone, or the stature of the bullies who are currently leading the United States of America. Just because someone speaks loudly, repeats themselves and things often, disregards the truth, fabricates the facts, and tells proven lies does not make them good leaders. Please, please remember our nation's history. Although dark at times, it took principled leaders, men and women, pushing the needle forward on core democratic principles, both at home and abroad, while simultaneously protecting the Constitution, the three branches of government, and the rule of law, which are the foundation of our nation's democratic system. I will go out on a limb by asking you not to forget the actions of the few individuals who stood up for democracy, who stood up for the Constitution of the United States of America, and who stood up for the rule of law post the presidential election of 2021. Shout out and a big thank you to Mike Pence and all the officers who were on the front lines that day. Please, please remember what you saw, what was said, and what was done post the 2021 presidential election, because our democracy relies on our leaders' oath to the Constitution of the United States of America, the rule of law, and our active participation in government via our voting power. I will go out on another limb by asking you not to focus on the daily bombastic soundbites of the news cycles. The bravado of our current leadership, nor the spin of the news outlets. I am challenging you to listen to newscasts and to read news articles from multiple perspectives. I am challenging you to form your own opinions on the key issues facing our nation, the United States of America, and your community. As Americans, we must realize that our democratic principles are under attack by foreign adversaries and by the very leaders within our nation's borders. I must also be honest with you and share that the younger version of myself did not always feel so passionate about our democratic republic. My epiphany came later in life, and I am thankful that the Democratic Republic of the United States of America is still standing for me to offer my voice in its defense. Once again, please, please remember not to allow yourselves to be persuaded by the threats, the tone, or the statures of the bullies who are currently leading the United States of America. Remember that our democracy needs to be protected by the truth and the rule of law, no matter how inconvenient it may be for the nation. Remember Helsinki. Once again, if this podcast has struck a chord with you and you would like to ask questions, respond to topics, or would like to offer support to this podcast, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is getitoffofyourchest@gmail.com. No spaces. My name is The Mediator. I can also be found on YouTube at TheMediator-5873. I am also on Spotify. The podcast name is Enough by The Mediator. In closing, if this podcast is resonating with you, please share it with as many people as you can. Thank you.